One of the most beautiful indicators in our lives are our emotions. The greatest tool everyone can take hold and yet no one can fully understand, nor can fully manage. But its beautiful potential is buried underneath, waiting to be unleashed. Awareness of our emotions can reveal several facets of ourselves. This may uncover the amazing aspects that we can joyfully show to the world. The compassionate, understanding, loving person that we are, who radiates light and happiness in all our happy glory. And on the other hand, the grumpy, impatient, short-tempered, low self-esteem that most of the time we hide behind the corners of our room before we release it to the world. Understanding our emotions reveals what we like, what we do not like, and in many cases, all of these are rooted deep within ourselves, while we project all of these emotions on others. Key to this exercise is be aware of every slight emotions that may come up. When we are faced with different scenarios in our lives, may it be as simple as talking to someone we love or we like, or perhaps just plain acquaintance, notice where the emotion lie as the conversation progresses. Do not identify yourself with it and just be an observer of these emotions. Do you feel elated? Do you feel triggered? Do you feel sad? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sympathetic? Whatever emotion that will come up, the most important is to be aware of it. We mostly go through our day without being aware of our emotions. We feel it as our thoughts feed it, and then we bury it deep inside as we go on our daily lives and somehow catch us through anxieties, impatience, anger, stress, and so on by the end of the day. The practice of emotion, of conscious emotion, is the same as conscious breathing through breath work. We must practice awareness with every emotion that comes up, as this will guide us towards a beautiful reality that we consciously create in our lives. When negative emotions come up, bring ourselves into awareness that we are in a certain state of emotion. To be aware of it is to catch it, and to catch it is to prevent ourselves into spiraling downwards. Ask ourselves this question as we separate ourselves from these emotions, meaning we do not judge ourselves for feeling certain emotions, but only in our quest of understanding it without projecting it to the world. What am I feeling? Why is this emotion coming up? What triggers it? Why did I get triggered? What fear am I holding that triggers this emotion? What root of fear is buried underneath, perhaps, in all triggers? The fear of our beliefs being questioned, the fear of our attachments being taken away, the fear of not being loved, the fear of not being accepted, the fear of our safety, the fear of losing something or someone, and so on. To know and understand the root of our triggers is a step forward towards beautiful conscious emotions where we can choose what we can take hold. Thank you for growing with high sorority. We will see you next week as we practice more self-awareness towards our journey to a beautiful state of consciousness. Sending love and hugs always.